sort your life out, man. Get it together. Get it together.
Well, hello, guys. You ready for another good episode?
You came to the wrong
JR.
Have one of those.
Every time, motherfucker. Every single time.
Every single time, and keep coming back for more.
Great.
Bring your friend.
Headphones. All right.
Good burger.
Oh, burger's fucking phenomenal.
I told you it was good.
Everything just meshes perfectly.
Oh, is that the one that you texted about with the weird vegetable?
Yeah, jicama.
Jicama.
Yep. I think that's what your butt just said.
It really did. Well, I'm wearing my pajama bottoms to tonight.
Right.
Because I was very comfortable. I already had them on, and I was like, fuck it.
Yeah.
So I think because of that, I feel like I'm at home.
Asshole thinks he's at home.
Yep. Right. Yeah, so it's just like, oh, I know these pants. We could just disgust our wife and push her further away from wanting to have sex with us. Yeah. God damn.
Oh, man, you're married now. What do you even want to have sex for?
I don't. not only that, but the VR porn.
Oh, yeah, you were supposed to bring that, motherfucker.
It's gotten worse. Yeah, I got a subscription now.
Oh, how much did that cost?
A gentleman doesn't discuss these things.
How much is it costing per month, you mean?
Yeah.
You're right, yeah, because the real cost is yet to be tallied, let's face it.
The real cost is yours.
Right, yeah, and my marriage, perhaps.
Does she know what you're up to?
She's starting to get wise. Well,
I mean, she doesn't like
clear your browser.
Against it?
She doesn't care if I, like, watch
porn. I mean, does she watch porn?
On occasion. Not a lot. She doesn't masturbate a lot, though, as far as I know.
Because I'm curious because Aaron likes porn just fine and has no problem with it whatsoever.
Like every day
and
she watches it?
No. She's a woman, so she's not, you know, but she'd probably, you know, 2-3 times a week, something like
no
that.
No kidding?
So I was thinking if Jen liked it, maybe she would like
it. Oh, no.
you're not gonna run that experiment for me.
I mean, if you want.
Well, I mean, you know, that could make your life so much better.
No, that's not gonna make it better. You're saying if I show Jen my robot porn, my sex with the robots,
it'll
somehow make my life better?
No, for her to
experience.
Use it.
Oh God, no! I wouldn't let her do that.
Why?
My fucking wife. How dare you?
What are you talking about? It's robots.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's what I'm lying to myself
about.
Well,
that's like you saying she can't watch porn. Do you get jealous of that?
No, not really.
Because you'd be a bitch if you did.
Oh,
so
of course.
What's the difference?
This is a whole different thing, Tim. I'm telling you.
Okay.
It's worth money, Tim, apparently.
I've never paid for a sex subscription before.
Right.
Now I have.
$79.99 a month?
No.
$129.99.
No, under 50?
Yeah, under 50.
Oh, okay. Well, that
25 or less?
Close.
$30 a month.
Yeah, $29.99.
Bam. You got it. Yeah, no. It's amazing.
Well, that's not bad.
Dude, and these scenes that they shoot are
$1 a day, dude. That's less than a cup of coffee.
It is. I could be like
saving, you could be saving a kid. But.
Yeah, I could be feeding a child in Africa for that, but fuck them.
They can eat this cum.
Eat these nuts.
Jesus.
Yeah.
We stepped across the line real quick.
Oh, I got bad. I got bad right away. No, actually, it's not even that. Since I've subscribed to it, I've only used the service once. So,
okay.
You know.
Well, you're not getting your money's worth.
Well, no. But she's always there.
You're damned
there.
If you do, damned
she's
if you don't.
She's always there. her. Fuck. And the thing is, with the virtual reality, it's like, yeah, technically she doesn't know what I'm doing. But then again, if you stumble across somebody with the fucking VR goggles on and their dick in their hand, you could probably figure it out.
Yeah, you put it together real quick.
Right.
And if you go to the bathroom to do it and she's knocking on the door, you ain't going to hear, like, how long are you going to be in there?
Right. I could technically do the bathroom, but I would just
feel... Is there a lot of equipment involved, or is it just, like, the headset and the controllers?
Headset and technically one controller to start it, and then you put it down, and you fucking...
And they pick up your dick.
Pick up your fucking... Your sword.
But for, like, the other games and stuff, you have
two controllers. He don't know nothing about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just soundly hit on the porn at this point.
I mean, you know. Now, I've been playing a video game, and there's some like YouTube stuff you can watch, but think about it though. I mean, if you could have like a naked bitch like in your house,
right,
like right there,
yeah,
you know what,
if you use it once a month, go get a $30 whore.
Well, oh, GR, God. That would be cheating on my wife.
You know
wife.
What a $30 whore looks like?
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Oh, God.
Trust me. Yeah, I know.
I mean, they weren't great back in, like, the 90s. And with inflation.
With inflation. Yeah.
I wouldn't even want to imagine what a $30 whore looks like.
Yeah, your $30 doesn't go quite as far these days.
No. No, it doesn't.
Jeez.
$30 of drugs.
I used to be able to buy a prime rib roast, and now all I can get is a pack of staff macaroni.
I was going to say bologna sandwich.
Chip beef.
Chip beef.
That little packet of chip beef.
Spam. Although spam's kind of expensive.
I'll eat the shit out of some chip beef.
I do like chip beef, too. With the cheese on it. Good stuff.
Cheese ball, or make it in gravy.
Like cheese, and you just melt the cheese on it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Never had it.
It's good stuff.
I'd try it.
No. Well, see, so I haven't been using it because everybody's real concerned.
Who's everybody? Jen doesn't know.
No, well, she's... Well, let me put it this way. She came home Friday. I was telling you we were off of...
God, you're breaking all the rules.
You should see the one I just edited. It's like the one where they were practicing next door. Like
could actually edit that?
Yeah.
I thought it was unusable.
We got some good stuff. We got some caveman material that's really funny.
Oh, I forgot about that. That was pretty
Tim's going to love it. Anyway, so Friday we had, what my job is. Friday I had work off.
Yeah.
And so I was home, and it was... She had to work, so I was completely by myself, and that's when I got the subscription.
Right.
So, yeah, it was the first time and only time so far that I've used it for the actual subscription part or whatever. But so so I get done, you know, and I just set my VR stuff off to the side on her side of the bed. So I'm, and then I started working on my computer or watching TV, whatever the fuck I was doing. I don't know.
Right.
Or actually probably just sleeping. And she gets
I'm
off
her spent.
Right, yeah. I was like, oh, I need a nap. She gets off work, and so she comes in, and this is the scene. I'm on the bed and whatever I'm doing.
Yeah.
Next to me on the bed is the VR equipment and a pile of tissues.
Oh, no. I think she's already put it together.
She straight up asked, like, right away. She's like, are you having sex with the robots in the bed? Because I'm always joking about it. Like, ha, ha, right. ha, ha, sex robots, ha, ha. You're not really doing that, are you? No, it's just
Of course not, honey.
Yeah.
Well, especially since this is already, the technology is already so fantastic, it's only going to get better. So you're going to have to break honest with her eventually. Otherwise, quit the VR sex, which you're not going to be able to do because
An
addict.
Yeah, I'm too far gone. It's like those DARE commercials or whatever they would, or not commercials necessarily, but the shit they would tell you in school about like heroin or coke.
Right.
It's like, if you do it one time, you're hooked, man.
Yeah.
It's like, but for real it is, though. Unlike that bullshit. Yeah. My friends. I gotta use the bathroom.
Yeah, actually, I do too.
So I'm gonna pause.
I think this is a whole different podcast.
It's turned out to be
Tom's
like,
fucking.
I know. My sexual VR adventures.
Let's do it.
Fuck it. Rebranding.
No, let's do a different one.
Oh, yeah. I had a hard enough with time with one.
Let's edit it in real time. I meant to look in the mirror.
Oh, it's gross.
It's ready to blow. I told Tim I almost wore a white shirt, but I thought it might like pop while we're here, and I'd have a big fucking pus stain.
Oh. No, 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 God, no.
That's why I didn't show it to Emily, because she's a bunch of pimple popper fucking, like my mom will used to pick at my back and shit when I was a kid.
No, I don't want, what?
Is my mic? Yeah, oh, okay, you're good. All right. I couldn't hear myself. Sorry. Yeah. Didn't mean to interrupt.
Fucking gross.
Nope. Way gross. If anyone wants to know what we're talking about, JR has a third nipple, and it's actually some kind of lesion.
I hope it's not a cyst. I hope it's just a pimple.
Or a cyst.
I don't know, dude.
It's probably cancer.
It's too big to be just a pimple.
Yeah.
I don't think cancer looks like that, does it?
No.
I didn't know cancer looked like anything not on the outside.
Skin. I mean, on the skin.
Well, I guess you can get skin cancer.
Melanoma.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was at first, because there was nothing there.
Yeah.
And I was feeling for bumps and shit, like, but it really hurt.
Yeah.
And then overnight it grew, over a day it
could
turned into
an
a pimple.
Hair.
That's awesome.
I am very prone to ingrown hairs, my dermatologist said.
Oh, that's probably what it is then. Yeah. Yeah, melanoma is black. My dad used to get melanomas all the time because he worked outside, I guess. I don't know. Maybe that's why. He would fucking cut them off with a knife. With a razor, like a razor knife that you use for construction.
I ain't fucking going to the hospital. No, I'll cut it off myself.
Yeah.
See, when I went to the dermatologist, I had little like blackheads or whatever.
Yeah.
On my neck, like little. Yeah. You never met my grandma, did you?
Yeah, of course.
Grandma Mary?
Yeah.
You remember she had a little grandma dots on her neck and stuff?
Yeah, skin tags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, you're just prone to ingrown hairs, and just like peeled them off and shit, like just with their nails and stuff.
With her nails? Oh.
The dermatologist, she's like, yeah, these are nothing.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a dermatologist, you've seen some shit. You're not.
And there was a hot fucking Muslim intern with her, like looking at my fat stomach, and because I got fucking shit like this.
That's what
my doctor was worried about.
Oh, well. Damn. What is it new?
With
those.
The titty nipple?
No.
Oh, no, it's old.
Oh, you're fine then. I got a black.
My doctor, I finally found a doctor like 2 years ago, and she was worried about it, but.
Yeah. Oh.
They said if they get bigger and hurt.
Change color.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if they turn pink?
Grow faces.
Hey. How you doing?
It sucks when you get an itch down there, though, and you catch it with a sharp nail.
Oh, man.
Ah, I don't say that.
And almost do what Bill does on purpose.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, when you have a big mole like that, I used to have one on my, like, waistband area. And when it feels like you could just pull it off. Yeah. I've tried, and the big ones, you just can't.
Oh, no. All right. That's a horrible. Let's change the subject.
this is worse than Tom talking about his cock for a half hour.
Trust me, I can deal with all that, but, you know, this is where I draw the line in the fucking sand. This is gross.
Hey, what are you
going to
do?
I'm about to put it on camera.
No, do what you want. Don't, because then I'll have to look at it when I'm fucking.
I thought Tim would actually want a picture so he could turn it into art.
Oh, yeah. I have my limits. Even I, Tim, have my limits.
He doesn't want to do it. He's like, Mikey likes everything. Mikey don't like that shit.
So the most exciting thing I've had happen to me lately is I'm getting a brand new phone.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I guess it's a Samsung S21.
Okay.
And
what?
Aaron says it's supposed to be a good phone.
I swear I have a 9 or something.
Yeah. Oh, well, this is probably like
it was. Well,
advanced.
It's from 2021.
Oh,
like that's when they manufactured. Okay. They're actually coming out with the S22 like this month.
Maybe they changed
which we
their,
could get, but yeah. You know,
it's not that
number
big
one. You never know with new phones if they're gonna have glitches and shit like that.
Right.
So there's no information on it
or blow up
or blow up. Yeah. And the S21's been around for a year. And it's so much cheaper.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be a really good phone. And I don't know. Looking forward to getting a new piece of technology. Mine's 3 years old.
Oh.
So that's pretty old in 4 years.
Perish the thought.
Yeah, I know, right?
Mine's
but
probably.
I'm just looking forward to, you know, being able to use it to do, you know, like my podcast and.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, you get way more
stuff like that.
More utility out of it than I do because I have other devices.
Right.
One.
Not the
in
least
particular.
Of which is my VR headset. That's right.
Who makes it?
Meta. I sold my soul to Zuckerberg.
Fuck it.
You didn't buy shit, did you?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's
true. It's a gift.
Good point. Oh, speaking of which, here's a segue.
But you still sold your soul.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so Jeff's the one that bought me the fucking...
Right.
He's not doing great.
Oh, wow. Last week, he wasn't bad. What happened now?
Buy him a subscription so he don't.
You know, the fucking sad thing is he bought this thing, and then he bought one for me. He bought one for his roommates.
Right.
You know, so he spent like $1,200.
Yeah.
He hasn't even used the fucking thing.
Wow.
Get him on it. Get him addicted.
If he gets bad enough, he's going to probably fucking pawn it.
Oh, no. He's in box.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't.
He's what like, happened? I mean, what he did? Was it any?
Blah, blah, blah. No, well, he moved out, basically.
Oh, moved out of the halfway house?
Yeah.
Again?
Right.
Where?
Then
did he get his own apartment this time? Or? Oh,
no,
you said
he
had
was
roommates.
Smarter about it this time. Yeah, he's got two roommates, junkies.
Oh, smart.
I mean, they're not actively shooting dope. So
okay.
They're good.
Oh, they're okay.
They're from the halfway house. They're all banded together in the struggle, you know, so, which is good, and that's what you need.
You know what we need? Let's get out of here where we're supervising all the time. These people holding us back from. We'll all be good together.
Right?
Yeah, I know. And the thing is, it's like a baby bird. You got to get pushed out of the nest.
Never trust a junkie.
Bros, yeah. That's good.
How does he damage himself that much?
Oh, dude.
Every time.
Oh my God, it was bad.
Because I mean, I'm certainly not judging him.
Sure,
I've done a lot of fucked up things.
As we all have.
Great, but I just don't. I've never gone through the cycle that fast that many times. Seems like every month or two, he's has a total breakdown and has to go to detox or whatever.
Yeah. Well. It's pretty simple. So he just starts drinking, doesn't stop. But unlike me or you or whoever who might, you know, drink not around the clock necessarily, but have a level, keep a level, you know what I mean? He's like, I hate to use this word, he's like a retard. Am I using that right? Retard?
Like a disabled person.
Yeah, he's like a retard.
Well, actually, he is.
They got rid of that. Well, technically speaking, because of like other mental problems, but they got rid of the alcoholic and drug addict designations.
Really? I did not know that.
Because they had to pay him SSI for, you know. Yeah. So Bill Clinton got rid of that shit in the 90s. Matter of fact, my old neighbors, when I lived with Mr. Herman, the hillbillies next door, I used to drink with them all the time because they give me free beer. So
right.
You know, why not? Plus, it was amusing. yeah, it sounds so horrible. It's the fucking truth, though. Anyway,
condescending prick.
The two of them, or no, not the two. Well, they were both on SSI. She was on SSI because throw a dart at any kind of fucking horrible problem, and she had it, including, like, you know, she was 400 pounds.
Holy shit. Yeah. All right.
Wait, are you talking about the neighbor I fucked?
No. Next. She was also on SSI. Yeah, she was.
It sounded real familiar.
Yeah, I was going to say, she was a peach.
Jesus. Oh, God.
Yeah. Yikes.
You and fucking... anyway.
Thank God I worked at a bar.
Yeah, I guess. Why? So you could drown your sorrows, forget?
So I could get drunk as fuck and still get pussy or whatever.
Oh, yeah. No, it worked out.
No, this, I had to work for it.
This was the hillbilly neighbors next to that neighbor. Anyway, the guy, Danny, was on SSI for being an alcoholic from the 80s. Yeah.
Huh.
I thought that was
a shame
great.
They got rid of that.
No shit. I was like, damn. I mean, people look at it and they're like, oh, well, it's freeloading. Freeload my freedom, my taxes.
Yeah.
But what they don't realize is, like, if you're so fucking bad that, well, number one, SSI is like $900 or something. It's not
it's
much.
It's like $785 now.
Is it? Well, they yeah. Fuck, it used to be more then. Or
wow.
Well, yeah. Because that's what Misty was getting. But at any rate, it what the fuck can you really do for $700?
Right.
Not much, you know.
Maybe plus if you have two of them coming into the same household.
Yeah, maybe. But maybe. I mean, when you factor up like rent and like gas.
Probably Section 8 stuff.
If they actually paid that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Section
know?
8, you can get rent for free.
Yeah,
essentially,
and...
Rent.
Yeah, with but the
at any
gas
rate,
bill.
$700.
Motherfuckers eat McDonald's every day.
They probably would, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, aside from the fact that it's not really a terrible lot of money,
yeah.
If you're in a position where that seems like a good idea, or I mean, it's not a luxurious lifestyle.
No.
You know? It's horrible. It's fucking horrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Not to mention what's worse, having these people that have such horrible lives and horrible addictions stealing from everybody to get what they need, or just toss them $800 a month.
Yeah, because it's not as if these motherfuckers are going to go get a job like, oh, I can't get SSI, well, I guess I'll go be a functioning member of society then. No. That's not going to happen.
I'm going to go be a lunch lady.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to pursue my dream.
Yeah.
Be a dishwasher. That's what a lot of them do.
Yeah. Well, dude, remember that guy from Paco's? LC?
Yeah.
Man, that guy was, he was the shit. He got all his shit done, but he had a 40 up there at all times, you know? I mean,
yeah.
The managers obviously knew it. They didn't give a fuck because he didn't get out of hand. Yeah. Well,
that's what I say. Yeah. Do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, you know. I mean,
as long as it's not fucking up your job, which is fucking up my job, or
right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you're performing, I mean, shit. I used to work drunk all the time. Any job I had back in the aughts.
I don't think I've worked a job in the last 5 years that I wasn't drinking at.
I don't think I ever worked a job that I wasn't hungover at.
Right.
Every day.
Well,
since I was 16 or whatever.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Mostly restaurants. I've drank for a lot of my life.
Yeah, you really have. Restaurants are fucking rough to be hung over at too.
Yeah,
I mean, it's one thing to be hung over at like the gas station or
that would be worse to me.
You think? Oh, because you're not
people.
Moving. Yeah, people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't have to deal with people.
I guess physically is what I was thinking. I don't know.
Smelling all
physically, I don't give a fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get headaches. Like, the light's too bright. It's too noisy.
Yeah.
I'm tired, but I'm tired even if I don't drink for a few days.
Right. Well, they say you don't really sleep. Like, you sleep, but not. It's not great.
Right.
When you're.
I've never been like. Dehabilitated hungover, is that the right word? Like where I can't move or
function.
Yeah
you're
I'll be late to work, but I'll make it there and I'll be better than everyone else.
You, it might be a genetic thing or something. I don't know, because Mark is like basically the same way.
True.
And that motherfucker, like, well, you know, you'll be up on the phone with him sometimes. It's like 4 a.m. He's got to work at 7.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
And he is piss drunk.
Yeah.
Piss drunk.
So I mean, he's still drunk when he goes.
And I'm one telling him, like, I got to work at 9, dude. Right. I'm going to get 4 hours because I'm going to maybe eat something.
Yeah, like... Yeah, so, but yeah, he'll wake up and he'll just go about his fucking day.
I used to get the most vicious hangovers in the world, like in my 20s. I don't really get hangovers anymore. Sometimes I'll feel worse than I usually do, but not like that.
A little bit.
I used to get fucking just the most vicious hangovers because, you know, we partied so fucking hard.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then I'd have to go to the meat market. And that was horrifying.
You were drinking, like, liquor a lot over there.
Yeah, between me and Matt, we would take down a half gallon of rum a night, more or less.
Yeah, I mean, that's not sustainable. That's not something you could do now, you know what I mean?
Oh, God, no. I mean...
Anybody, really.
No.
Maybe that dude from the Pogues. That's about it, though. That fucking guy.
But I used to go, they were debilitating. Like, I would be late for work.
Yeah.
Because I just could not get out of bed. It hurt too much.
Yeah.
And then when I finally did get there, I would work a little bit, and then I would sneak off and sleep in the bathroom.
That's awesome.
Or sneak a drink in somewhere to get
I've never been a hair of the dog guy. Huh? It's never helped me.
I like hair of the dog, but I don't really drink at work.
Hangover.
Yeah. Huh.
Didn't help.
Yeah, but now you're a hair.
Now,
yeah. Well, you're saying back then.
Back then, when I had the vicious hangovers, I didn't have the vicious hangovers anymore.
You never. Well, you guys used to drink at Pete's.
Well, at lunchtime or whatever.
Yeah, but not.
That was when the
hangover. Once it was over.
Right, at that point.
And you're gearing up for getting off work or whatever.
Right.
And I mean,
let's get this last couple hours.
Every time I had a hangover like that, I said, I'm not drinking anymore. Again. And then fucking Matt would come up to me at fucking 12, like, up to rope, you know, no, I don't want to go to the pastime. But then I was like, all right, let's.
Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, you have a couple beers, you feel better instantly. It's, you know, whatever.
Yep.
Plus, I mean, we're also talking, and you were in your 20s and actually pretty young in your 20s ish.
Like, I was in my early 20s. Yeah. For the most part.
The body bounces back. I mean, I drank not quite like that as far as the liquor stuff, you know, but I would do whatever was on hand and whatever drug or whatever was going on. And, but I went around the fucking block, like hard, all fucking, I mean, I was drunk for like 10 years.
Yeah.
So, but I couldn't do that now. So you asked the question, like, well, how does he get to that point so quickly? It's because he drinks like a fucking retard.
Yeah,
he drinks like we used to, or
just balls to the wall all the time.
Because, like, even when I drank like that, you know, constantly, I wasn't trying to get like smashed. You know what I mean? Like, I was just trying to maintain a certain, level. Yeah, just kind of. Whoop. You know, I mean, if we went to the bar, or we're going out dancing or something, do some shots, and it's like, let's get fucked up. But he doesn't approach it like that. He's not like, oh, I'll just get a nice buzz on and watch some movies, maybe put on the VR headset. You know, he drinks them as fast as he can put them down, if it's beer.
And as many as he can afford.
And as many as he can afford. And this time, well, so what happened, I'll be brief. Like, I'm at work, and I started getting text messages from both of his roommates. Like, essentially, like, kind of at the same time, and they were at different places. It was weird, but...
How'd they get your number?
They knew my name, I guess. It's Facebook. Facebook Messenger. I'm sorry. Meta. Ever.
Yeah.
I shouldn't talk so.
Oh, yeah.
Meta.
Since I'm a shill for them now. but yeah, so they were like, Jeff, we think he's going to die. Like, he ain't going to die. He's all right.
You should have said, we're all going to die someday.
Yeah. Act appropriately.
Yes. Well, that sounds like the junkies are on the good track.
Yeah.
They are. And actually not being junkies still.
No, they're recovering. They're not like, you know. I'm just saying, I mean, what do you want me to
say? I've dealt with that shit a lot. And it's hard for me to believe it anytime.
Trust me, my own fucking family, you know, acquaintances we both know, this fucking guy.
Never know. They're good liars.
The best. You have to be. I mean, really.
They should all play poker for a living.
There'd be a lot of cheating.
Go figure.
Trying to cheat.
I don't know if that would work out. But, yeah, so they were like, oh, he's going to die. La, la, la. They're begging me to go over there. And I'm just thinking, man. Like, come on, man.
Are you even a sponsor?
No, I don't go to fucking AA.
No, he's just this fairy godmother, basically.
Yeah, I know.
When he fucking falls into the pit,
right.
Tom throws him a rope.
Yeah, pretty much. But you know,
which is very sweet of you.
Well, I guess, but he does buy me gifts.
True. Right? Yeah.
No,
he just ruined your life.
Yeah, he must have known something was going to come up because he just bought us all off. Didn't
right.
He bought me off. He bought the roommates off.
Tell him I'll take his.
Shit. Yeah.
He ain't using it.
All right. Yeah. Fuck, I'll go pick it up now. Anyway, so I'm like, well, hey, guys, I'm at work. Whatever. Like, I'll see what I can do. And I'm thinking, like, what am I going to, you know? Right. They're freaked out because they've never seen a human being behave like this.
Oh, Jesus.
You know?
Two junkies,
yeah.
Just out of, lightweight. Rush out of the halfway house. Never seen anything like this.
Yeah, man.
Holy shit.
Yeah. That was good.
You got to get over here now.
They're freaked out. They're like, he's going to die. So, I felt bad for them, though, because he was freaking them. You know what I mean? Like, they never seen anybody, like, do that and be that fucked up.
Right.
Because he gets, again, if you're just going, just to the face for around, like, sleeping for maybe 3 hours, you know, just passing out, kind of.
And blacked out.
Blacked out, yeah.
The whole time.
That's the other thing. And that's, I mean, he blacks out probably 4, 5, 6, however many in, you know?
Wow.
Like, I mean, pretty quickly.
What's he drink?
Lately, Trulies. There's a sponsor.
And 4 Trulies will black him out.
If he drinks them fast enough, I guess. He could probably put away 4 of those fucking things in half an hour.
Jesus.
So, and again, this just goes.
That's not healthy.
No. And so they're freaked out because he turns. He turns into a...
Nothing about this sounded healthy. I don't know why, like, the 4 Trulies is like, oh, that's not healthy.
You're like, oh, no, Jesus Christ. What the fuck?
Well, just the half an hour time.
Yeah, I know, but...
the only other way to get that much alcohol in your body that quickly is to fucking just do shots.
Right, which, as it turned out, so I went over there... Because I felt bad for those guys, and I wanted to calm them down. I knew he wasn't going to leave with me. You know, I knew that, right. But I just want to calm them, just chill them niggas out.
You know? Get them. Get.
Yeah. And so I went over there, went into his room, I yelled at him. He is, like, sitting on his bed, and I knew right away. He just looks up to me, like, his eyes are just... He's not there. Nobody's home. Nobody's home.
Knock, knock.
Yep. Jeff, hey, blah, 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 you fucking piece of shit. You know. And he was like, it's at that stage where he, like, looking for his, he doesn't know which beer is his. He's got 5 of them open.
Opened up, or picking up 3 half empties and
putting them down. And then he's just certain this loop. It's like an animation loop of retardation. Like, it's like you just watch it. He'll just do it over and over and over and over.
Oh, trust me. I've dealt with that sort of behavior.
Oh, man.
It was usually with, like, crackheads, but.
Yeah, it's not good. Not good. And so, and then he's, like, looking for his cigarettes and. That,
right.
And then goes back to the beer. You know, it's just.
Yeah. And he's got a cigarette lit.
Yeah.
But he's looking for. I just had him.
Right. In a total stupor. I mean, just a haze, a thick haze of fucking blackness.
There's no way to get through to him to get him to go to bed.
Well, I yelled at him.
Oh, did you?
And it was like, he couldn't communicate.
He did recognize you, though?
Probably, maybe, but who knows? Again, he's so far fucking gone at that point that it's hard to say what's going on. But I think it's like dealing with a mighty beast. Like, you know, it's like, rah, 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 rah. He might not have heard. Right. You know what I was saying, but the intention was like, rah, rah.
Yeah, he got your inflection.
Scared him to under his covers.
I did. I literally scared him enough to where he just like went. He like laid down.
Nice.
I just covered him up and yelled at him some more and left.
Did he fall asleep?
Fuck. I mean,
the text stops. The messages.
Tom didn't stay to read him a bedtime.
No, I mean then.
Oh, the roommates. Well, after he laid back down, I went and did like a little inventory of what was going on. And I found the main culprit was empty. What's bigger than a fish?
Oh, yeah.
Like a half gallon or something?
How much bigger?
I forget what it's called, but it's not quite a half gallon, but it's bigger than a fifth.
Yeah. Anyway, I found one of those. Of black velvet, totally emptied out. And I'm like, oh, here we are. Here's the problem. Which it's not like rum. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like 40%, but still, if you drink a fucking half gallon of that shit in a 8-hour period, or
you're going to be retarded.
Yeah, you're going to look like that.
Yes.
His BAC was probably like 0.4, Jesus. I'm sure, at least. But
he's just going to die of alcohol poisoning one of these times.
That's what they were afraid of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if he
does. It's possible.
But what do you
even with the system being, I mean, he can fluctuate, especially in end stage alcoholism, it can fluctuate so much.
Right. Like your liver's like kind of tooling along at a certain level, and it's like, fuck you.
Yeah. I'm out.
Yeah. Like, or at least I'm not going to work for the next however many hours until, you know, whatever.
Yeah, until the battery restarts or whatever.
Right.
Your body shuts down and...
Yeah.
Then the angels sing.
See the light. So I went and I chilled his guys out or whatever, and, you know.
Bounce the fuck out of there.
Bounced back to my VR land.
Well, that sucks, man.
Yeah. Well... So
yeah.
Wednesday he texted. So that was when was that? Monday or Tuesday? Tuesday. But then the next day
on a Tuesday night, even Tuesday. That's great.
Yeah, of course, dude. He'd been drinking at that point probably since Thursday.
Damn.
Who knows? But he was done. He didn't know he was done. Because here's the thing, he's gonna when you wake up from that, you've never experienced pain and just the black. I don't even know how to describe it.
Fear,
disgust,
guilt, just despising yourself and everything else so much that you wish you could just fucking disappear.
Yeah,
but remembering,
you know you can't. And you know the only solution is to start over again.
To keep doing.
Or to fucking go and say, please help me.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's pretty much it. So, you know, that's... I knew he wasn't going to go in at that because, you know, he wasn't done at that point.
I thought you guys were going to talk about, like, the remembering little bits here and there, like... Fuck.
Oh, I hate that. You're getting the flashbacks.
A little surprise.
Waking up not knowing anything and then just going through your day and then all of a sudden remembering.
Oh, dude, there's so many days where I'm like, fuck.
Oh, no.
Did I text that person? Did I call that person? What I said? Did I actually say that?
Yeah.
I've got a pretty strict rule now because I was starting to piss people off on Facebook. Not Facebook. Yeah,
I'm just playing.
The only people I contact when I'm drinking are you guys and Aaron.
Yeah, that's probably
because I know none of you would take. You'll just be like,
he's
drunk.
Fucked up. Yeah. No, that's I used to post horrible shit on Facebook. Yeah, you just wake up.
That's why I got off there. I would only get on there drunk and just want to fight.
Yeah.
Yep. Or just, yeah, shit on people, you know.
Yeah.
I wasn't even that bad. I wasn't super mean. I would just put out
my opinion. Ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my opinion, and people would just get furious.
Because they have theirs.
I just put it out on the general thing. Like, you don't like it.
Oh, I would post on people's stuff.
Well, you got to figure, too.
Well, yeah, I guess I've done that.
I mean, for me, and probably for everybody at this point, the main users of that fucking thing are, old people. My mom. Well,
right.
You know, my dad, my mom, my aunts, uncle.
And they don't even know how to use it still.
No, but they're on there. I mean, they've been on there. It's their thing. That's how they communicate. That's how they share. That's where they get.
It was the first one they knew of.
Right.
Right? You know? Huh?
It was the first one they knew of.
Right. Sure. Of course. I mean, why would they go to Instagram and
MySpace?
Well, MySpace was before then, right? Yeah. Well, at any rate, you got to figure if you're posting shit that you would that we think is fucking funny,
right,
or interesting or whatever.
Yeah.
Just imagine what your Aunt Kathy would think,
especially when it's at 4 in the morning.
At 4 in the morning, Timothy, well, I'm scared for you.
Yes,
you know,
I've gotten that.
Yeah, so have I. What's wrong? Yeah. It's like Aunt Kathy, so, it's okay.
That's why I have the strict rule now. No drunk, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's a probably good rule to have, for sure.
Middle of the night.
It
takes me a lot not to text people at my phone when I'm drunk as fuck at 2 in the morning. I'll just do it to our group chat.
Yeah.
Because Tom will see it in the morning. You may see it in
time.
I might
see it at 3 in the morning or at 10 in the morning or at 3 in the afternoon.
You might message me back and we might call each other, but who knows, depending on the night.
Lately, my routine has involved sleeping, once in a while eating, trying not to drink, and napping in my chair at my desk. In between painting.
Oh, that's not too bad. Honestly.
Yeah. No, I mean, not.
In between painting your mom's face.
I don't know. I hate the winter. I don't know. I've just been sleeping a lot. I can't decide, what I want to do. And I've been on my fucking phone so much.
Yeah.
I threw it today.
Doing what? Work?
No, fuck no. Reddit.
Reddit.
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Imager or whatever.
No, that's all I do, much, but...
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna, you kind of were like, Reddit. Ugh.
What do you do on Reddit that you are so...
Yeah, that's with? What I was wondering, too.
Oh, just scrolling. Scroll.
Doom scrolling.
Yeah, basically. Oh,
Reddit's more fun than Imager, dude.
Yeah.
Imager is a lot of politics.
Well, Reddit can be.
Reddit, you can search for whatever. I just don't have room on my phone. I need a new phone like you do.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, I got to get it off.
Because Reddit, I could just look up fucking puppy kitten videos.
Yeah. But the thing about Reddit is you subscribe to the subreddits that you like, and then that's what your feed is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and you could have it all porno if you wanted it. Trust me, you get
that's what mine turned into. I had to fucking
get
rid of it.
Really? I mean, they got some crazy shit on there. Subcategories of subcategories of niches of fetishes.
Niche.
Niche, yes.
Neeks.
Neeks.
But
telling you, free VR other VR porn.
I looked at it. There's a couple. I mean, the thing about that is, it's not like it was there's a couple sites. It's like, oh, here's a couple videos here, then a couple videos here, then a couple here. It's not like one collection of oh, it's free and it's good. I'd rather not. I'm a grown man.
I didn't have VR, so I can pay for this.
Yeah, I'm not a teenager. just craven in the fucking corner with my dick out like a monkey.
I'm an adult in the corner with my dick out like a monkey.
My goddamn grown-ass man. Got a job. I pay for it. I don't give a fuck.
Man, I'll tell you what, Tom. We went from, like, last month talking about trying to take a bunch of porn and throw it into the woods for the kids.
Yes.
I forgot about that.
To VR.
Yeah, I know. You know, it's funny. When I just put our...
We should buy VR headsets.
Throw them in the woods.
When Meta fucking sponsors us, because we love their products.
We do.
And Handy. We're going to throw five of them in the woods.
Yes.
Lucky kids. Load them up with shit.
Oh, yeah. Everything. Just a smorgasbord. Because you don't know what kids
What would you into. Put out a playlist for kids to find in the woods?
Well, you don't know.
What kind of porn? Would you keep it vanilla, or would you put some trans shit in there? A whole bunch of different stuff?
I was to tell you this. I'm around kids a lot. That sounds bad.
Oh, no.
I will.
This man is around kids a lot.
Listen, I'm around kids a lot. I know how to trick them. No. I know how to
I'm around one car. Constantly, so.
Well, yeah, see? Who's worse? I don't know. Anyway,
multiples is worse.
This is going.
My job involves children. What I'm saying.
God, it's and is better. It trafficking?
Shut the fuck up.
Toledo is a hub.
It is. We got the fucking all the docks and shit. You worked at the docks before.
Shoveling grain.
Yeah, that's right.
Shoveling grain. That's what they call it. I heard on the internet.
I got 6 tons of grain Meta. Coming in
from China. This is headed for
Chinese
Mexico.
Grain.
Yeah, I got Mexican grain, half Mexican grain.
I got such young grain.
Yeah.
I can't believe they picked this. It's
but it's beautiful.
You got to plant those seeds right now because they're prime.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, listen, as part of my job, I'm around children.
Yes.
I'm not. This is jokes.
Let's just take it on whatever that word is.
Finally, we got funny
Tom
again.
Tom's not a pedophile, and let him get on with his story.
Yeah, we'll take it on faith. Yeah,
take it on faith. That's what I was looking at.
Exactly.
Or thinking of.
I mean, whatever. Okay.
So, what were you saying, Pajama Man? So you work around children.
What type of porn? You put.
He works at school.
What school?
Yeah. What they are they into the
Wait high school
she, them
oh,
they
God, dude. Of course yeah Hitler, it's a game yeah. All I'm saying is how can you be in you know sixth grade
right
and be like I'm trans
right
well, listen you're just bored and
yeah,
your dad's
you're bored,
an asshole
and you watch too much
but you're kind of cute
TV, or yeah, you're on the internet here. Too much kind of cute yeah.
Maybe at the docks.
All right, just so our audience knows, JR does not work with children.
I do not.
Well,
people who act like children, adults that act like children.
Well, that I can believe. Take advantage of them. They deserve it.
I try to constantly.
But so you'd have to put some. Well, that's the thing. To
a plethora?
A plethora, because they all think they're, you know, something they're not, I guess.
Right.
Which I don't want, this thing. Listen, some, of course, you're going to have kids that
really trans or really.
Yes, that understand their sexuality at a young age.
That's totally valid, but I see what you're saying. Like, some of them just jump.
It's a fad.
Like, it's, jump for on some of them.
Absolutely.
Be interesting and cool.
Yes.
Yes.
You know? Just like we did in our ways, wearing wallet chains and fucking dyeing our hair or whatever.
How many lesbians have you fucked?
What?
Like, you never, had the lesbian, like the high school lesbian, but then you'd be here at the bar later,
Right.
Well, and she's taking all the dick.
Yeah, she's just.
Yeah, I don't have an experience with that. I mean, I fuck girls that are bi.
Well, yeah.
But.
And they, yeah, but they're not bi anymore.
Not after Tim.
Oh, I mean, they'd still be for the right person, probably. Not all. That's there you one. Go.
Right back into the month.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a fad. I mean, when we were in high school, it wasn't like trans, really, or they didn't have the pronoun shit and all that.
But no,
it was like definitely lesbian.
It was more like a David Boy fucking type of thing,
right?
You know, like glam.
Right. Yeah. Or like in the '80s, where guys would dress like girls. Kinda, right. You know,
dude looks like a lady.
Boy George, right. And even like the hair band.
Yeah, hair bands, fucking Prince.
Androgynous. I mean, androgyny. We used to call it.
Absolutely.
That's what we used to call
love it. Love androgyny, dude.
You would love this new generation, man, because that's what they are. Very androgynous.
There's this little dude at work, and I'm like, he's a little cutie.
Yeah.
Like, if he was a female, I'd be like all about him.
Yeah. But you know, there's
and I'm kind of all about him. But he's just got like jet black hair. It looks like very androgynous. I'm like, and David Bowie is the one that made me that way.
See?